Hi there, welcome to another podcast from Andy Poulton, your Chief SEO Officer. Have a listen, I hope you find it useful.
Hiya, welcome to my latest podcast. There's Google, and then there's others. Believe it or not, Google is not the only search engine. A lot of the work that I do for my clients is search engine optimization, otherwise known as SEO. This involves working on websites to move them higher in the search engine results pages, also known as the SERPs, the SERPs. Most of the time when talking about SEO, I talk about Google because Google is, by far and away, the most used search engine on the internet. Notice, I say used rather than loved, simply because a lot of people use it because it's number one. But they don't trust Google due to the amount of data it grabs and the huge amount of power that it wields. But now enough of the preamble, and I'm not moaning about Google. I just want to tell you that there are other search engines available, and there may be excellent reasons for using them. If you actually regularly check Google Analytics or other web analytics applications, you may already be wondering about the traffic sources that appear. And if you're not regularly checking web analytics to understand how your website's performing, why not? See me after class. Anyway, from my perspective, the work that I do on search engine optimization actually works for all of the search engines out there. So without further ado, and in strict alphabetical order so there's no favoritism, is the world's top search engines. Founded in 1996 is Ask.com. Ask.com started out as Ask Jeeves, a butler-style service to help you find the answers to important questions. You'd ask a question and Jeeves would come back with an answer. In 2006, they dropped Jeeves. They made the poor butler redundant. Don't know why, but they dropped him. So it is now just Ask.com. And Ask uses a unique algorithm to help find the answers that you're looking for. It's designed to answer questions, as I've said before, hence its name. And it favours expertise on a topic instead of popularity. Baidu, if that's the pronunciation, founded in the year 2000. So founded in the millennium. Baidu is the dominant search engine in its country of origin, China. Baidu has a market share of 75% in China. Google comes in with 3.76%, which is actually surprisingly high, seeing as Google's actually banned in China. As with most Chinese entities, though, they're heavily policed, which means certain images are censored, and certainly pro-democracy websites are blocked. But if you're looking to break into the Asian market, Baidu is where you have to be. And like Google, they're investing heavily in artificial intelligence and self-driving cars. Bing. Bing is Microsoft's search engine. It was launched in 2009, which was when it replaced MSN Search. Later that year, Bing also started providing search results to Yahoo, subsequently adding AOL and Ecosia to the list of search sites they support. And Bing accounts for around 10% of US searches. They're also fairly competitive in the ads market too, although their total share is quite small compared with Google, so their impact is a lot less. Duck, duck, go. Not starting a race, not ready, steady, go. Duck, duck, go. Founded in 2008, DuckDuckGo is the search engine that looks after your privacy. It touts itself as the search engine that doesn't track you. And it doesn't. It doesn't collect your IP address, it doesn't store any information about you, it doesn't sell any information about you. You'll still see ads, and they're powered by Microsoft, but they won't be personalized, and they won't be based on your browsing history. They will just be based on the keywords that you're searching on. Ecosia. Ecosia was launched in 2009, and it was the first environmentally friendly search engine. Ecosia is CO2 negative, and to achieve this, they donate 80% of their profits to tree planting projects. And this means that for around every 50 searches carried out on Ecosia, a tree is planted. Ecosia have also built a solar power generation facility so that it can run its servers on clean, eco-friendly electricity. And as I've mentioned earlier, Ecosia buys in search results from Bing and tweaks them with their own unique algorithms. Founded in 1996, Google is the search engine of choice for millions of people around the world. It's got over 86% of the search engine market globally. And as well as powering itself, the company also provides search results to a range of smaller search engines, such as Ask. Google has got tremendous computing power, but it comes at a cost to the environment. Huge data centers dotted around the world use vast amounts of electricity. And although Google is working hard to mitigate their environmental impact, A lot of CO2 is generated by every single search. Now, you might not have come across this next one, SearchWise. It's a bit of a joke, really. SearchWise was first seen in 2005, and it's actually non-existent. It has a homepage, but that's only a mock-up, and that's all you ever see. There's no technology behind it. It's a digital prop. But why have I included it here? Because it pops up on TV shows. If ever you see somebody searching on EastEnders, they'll be searching on SearchWise. And it's also appeared on Doctor Who before now, and I'm sure it'll turn up again. In 1998, StartPage was founded. It was launched and is based in the Netherlands. And it might be the perfect search engine. Like others, it buys its results in. And in fact, StartPage actually buys its results in from Google. But StartPage's USP is that it doesn't track you, doesn't pass your IP address to Google, and doesn't use trackers to gather data about you. This means that you get the benefits of access to all of Google's search nous, but none of the privacy-threatening downsides. See what I mean when I said StartPage might just be the perfect search engine? Yahoo, possibly the grand old daddy of search engines, founded in 1994. And once upon a time, Yahoo was the number one search engine, and it was a mighty company. How things change. Yahoo now buys results from Bing, and it has about 3% of the global search market. And although this is a small percentage, that still translates to 1 billion users, 600 million of whom actually use Yahoo on their phones and tablets. In a cross-business deal, Microsoft makes use of Yahoo's ad engine to provide pay-per-click advertising on Bing. And last but not least, Yandex. Founded in 1997, Yandex is a Russian search engine. Yandex stands for Yet Another Indexer, and the domain yandex.ru went live in 97. And Yandex is where you need to be if you're targeting Russia for business. Yandex is also popular in Ukraine, Kazakhstan, Turkey, and Belarus. It's available in both English and Cyrillic, and in 2011, Yandex went public on the New York Stock Exchange. Yandex currently powers around 42.35% of Russian searches, and that's because Google isn't blocked in Russia. So what can you learn about this? Well, the reality is that no single search engine covers 100% of the World Wide Web, although Google has probably the most comprehensive index. However, the search engine you use is a trade-off between depth of coverage and the value you place on your privacy. What I can say, though, is that if you're looking at targeting China or Russia, you really need to focus your efforts on the search engines that cover these territories, Yandex and Baidu, for maximum visibility. And don't forget, if you need more help with making your website more visible in the search results to increase visits to your website and increase your profits, then all you have to do is get in touch. Hunt me down, your chief SEO officer, Andy Poulton, and more contact details are coming up in the sting. Thanks for listening.
You've just been listening to a podcast by Andy Poulton, your chief SEO officer. You can reach me on 01793 23 8020 or hunt me down on social media, Twitter and LinkedIn. Just search Andy Poulton. Thanks for listening.